The sheriff has accused everyone in our little party of being under suspicion of the murder of Jim. But Sonny and Buddy finally remembered a little incident which places the sheriff also under suspicion. We find our two little adventurers outside the house car, and they are still talking of the mystery which everyone is trying to solve.
Say, Sonny, no fooling. That sheriff might have killed Jim at that.
Yes, he might have. But still, if he did kill him, he wouldn't try to deny it, because he's an officer of the law. And he could claim that Jim resisted arrest and he shot him to protect himself.
Yes, but the sheriff can't make an arrest in Mexico because he's an officer of the law in the States. Don't you remember? He said he couldn't even carry a gun over here. So he couldn't get away with that story about shooting Jim because he resisted arrest, because the Mexican police officers would say that the sheriff had no right to make an arrest or to carry a gun.
That's right. And don't fool yourself. The sheriff had as much trouble with Jim as Dad had. Why, don't you remember how mad Jim was when the sheriff kept running down his nightclub to Mother?
Yeah, I thought sure there was going to be trouble that night between Jim and the sheriff. Didn't you?
I guess there would have been if Mother hadn't been there. Jim didn't want to cause trouble before her.
Say, Sonny, I wonder where Mother is.
Well, you know, Betty said Mother moved a grip over to the hotel as soon as Dad returned from the hospital. Maybe she's over there.
No, I've been to the hotel several times to see her. And the clerk always tells me she's out. But out of where?
Out to see the lawyer, I guess. She's still trying to arrange to take us back home, isn't she?
Yes, but gosh, I wish we knew for sure where she is, because there might be some truth in what the sheriff said at that. If the police ask us where our mother was all this time and we say we don't know, well, they're liable to try to connect her with the crime.
Oh, that's silly. How could they connect her with Jim's death? Now, what reason would Mother have to want Jim out of the way?
Because Jim tried to keep us here to sing in his nightclub. The police might say that Mother and Jim quarreled about that.
Oh, Buddy, don't even think of such a thing about Mother.
I'm trying not to think about it. But if that old sheriff doesn't keep his mouth shut, he's liable to have us all mixed up in this trouble.
You know, Buddy, things do look kind of bad for Dad at that. The quarrel he had with Jim and the threat, and a mortgage falling due on the day Jim was killed. You know, the police could hold Dad on suspicion just for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Betty said that Dad was gone all that day, too. Oh, gee, I hope he can prove where he was.
Dad said that just as soon as he got everything straightened out, he was going to leave Mexico. And he's going to try to get Mother to go along with him.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be great?
Betty, Betty, look.
What is it, Betty?
Look, this bag of money that we've saved to pay on the mortgage. Oh, my goodness, business is wonderful. And if it only keeps up like this, and if we could just have a few more weeks before they settle Jim's affairs, I feel sure we'll be able to meet the debt.
How much had you now, Betty?
Close to $500. We sold 150 bottles of medicine last night.
At a dollar a bottle? That's $150. Oh, gee, that's great.
Why, if business just keeps up like last night, it won't be long before we'll have our $1,500.
Dad says there's an epidemic of malaria fever going around, and it's boosting the sale of our medicine 100%.
Senorita, senorita.
That's still out there is calling you, Betty.
Is Dr. Legree's tonic and toner good for malaria fever?
Si, senor.
Bueno. Then I'll take two bottles. And my friend here says he will buy two bottles if the little boy will sing a song for him.
Will you, Buddy?
For $2? I'll sing anything.
Oh,
what a thrill.
You whisper to me, it's you I adore, and others have told me the same thing before, but oh, what a thrill. To hear it from you. Oh, I don't know why it sets me aflame. The words are familiar, the thought is the same. But oh, what a thrill to hear it from you. Each little thing that you say, dear, each word you impart in some magic way, dear, goes right to my heart. They sing it in songs, they say it in plays. I love you, it's only a phrase. But oh, what a thrill to hear it from you.
show is drawing the crowd, eh? Look at them coming from all directions. Go on, boys, and keep singing while I sell. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, you are just in time to see the big show. It's going on now. It's going on all the time. It's never over. It never stops. It's all free.
Hey, the other little fellow. Will he sing side by the seaside?
Is that right, sir? The man wants to know if you sing side by the seaside.
Will they buy two more bottles of medicine?
Yeah, and you'll probably need them when we get through singing.
Little Rassus has just had a special inquest, ladies and gentlemen, to sing side by the seaside.
We take a dip and then we lie around again. Side by the seaside. Side by side, high or low tide. If it's ever four, high or low or no tide. You will find us with a swell, thick and pretty little shell. Side by the seaside. Oh boy, yum yum. Drink a frozen soda water in the sun. Yeah man. It's some fun. Nothing could be half as well as to be beneath the beach umbrella. Let the rest linger inside. We prefer to linger longer on the outside. Cause we find it much a grand to hold a hand on the sand to sit side by side on the seaside.
Hey, you got a great big crowd tonight, ain't you, boys? Business must be pretty good.
Oh, hello, Sheriff. Have you got any more news that about who killed Jim?
Well, they're rounding up a bunch of suspects. I was just wondering if the police have been here yet. My goodness, where'd all this crowd come from?
Oh, boy, business is wonderful, Sheriff. Look at that bag of money. Won't be long before we can pay off Jim's debt to whoever claims it. Now, if Buddy and I could only collect that reward money...
Yes, Sheriff. What about our $500 reward money that's due us for that smuggler's arrest? Aren't we ever going to get it?
Reward money. Reward money. Jumping Jehoshaphat. You boys just reminded me of something. I've got to...
You've got the news that's worth dividing, eh, Sheriff?
Nope. I've got something else that's worth dividing.
What is it, Sheriff?
Well, sir, clean forgot about it.
Forgot about what, Sheriff?
I meant to tell you boys about it this weeks ago, but there's been so much excitement going on.
You meant to tell us about what, Sheriff?
Well, sir, when you mentioned reward money just now...
Is there some news about our reward money?
Yep.
Are we going to get it?
Now, wait a minute, boys. Don't get excited before it's time, because you're liable to get disappointed.
Oh, Sheriff. Don't tell us we're not going to get it.
Use this a fight.
Yes, well, it's all. But hold your horses a minute. You boys talk fast. You don't give me time to get a word in edgeways. I was fixing to tell you about this a long time ago, but first one thing, then another happened, and just took my mind clean off it.
Well, tell us, Sheriff. Do we get the reward money or don't we?
Well, boys, I hope you won't be too hard on me for keeping this from you for such a long time, but...
But what, Sheriff? Did we get the reward money?
Yep, you sure did.
We did.
Hooray!
Oh, boy, Betty. Doc, Charco. Did you hear what the sheriff said? We get our $500 reward money.
Did you see?
Well, why is it? Let me see what $500 looks like.
Did they give you the money, Sheriff? Or will we have to go over to the courthouse and get it?
Did they give it to us in a check or in cash?
Hey, give it to me in a check. I got it right here in my pocket. Been carrying it around my pocket for 3 weeks, but I plumb forgot all about it until you mentioned reward money a little while ago.
Again, useless a viper.
Come on, give it to us quick, Sheriff.
Yeah, come on and give it to us before you forget it again.
Hold on a minute now. You're tearing my clothes off me. Now get away and turn me loose. Now let me get my hand in my pocket here.
Hurry, Sheriff.
Come on, Sheriff, give it to me.
Hurry now.
I thought it would be in that vest pocket, but it ain't.
Come on.
It's in the other pocket of my vest. Let me see now. Nope, ain't there neither.
Oh. Sheriff, if you tell us you haven't got that check...
Well, I ain't telling you that, am I? Something more than two pockets. Let me see if it's in my pants pocket. Well, I've sworn. Here it is. Nope, ain't neither. That's another kind of piece of paper.
Oh.
Boy, I've only got one more pocket. It ain't in my vest pocket, nor my coat pockets, and I only got one more pocket in my pants to look in.
Well, why don't you look in that pocket?
Because I'm scared to look.
Scared of what?
Because if I look in that pocket and the check ain't there, I'll drop dead.
Oh, well, look, Sheriff, look.
All right. Here I go. I'll look. Nope. Ain't there, boys. I've lost it.
Oh. What? Oh, Sheriff.
Oh, no, you couldn't have lost
now,
it.
Now, wait a minute. Let me think. I just happened to remember where that check is. Boy, do you know where it is?
No.
What's
where?
That? It's down at the bottom of that mud hole that I fell in t'other night.
What?
Yes, sir. I reckon I remember seeing it fall out in my pocket as I was sliding in that mud hole.
Well, what's so funny about that?
I'm just happening to think that we'll have to draw straws to see who'll go down in that mud hole to get it.
Oh, yeah?
The sheriff certainly has a peculiar sense of humor. Sonny and Buddy fail to see anything funny in the loss of a $500 check. But you can be sure they'll be at the cave early in the morning.